Slaven, unlucky tonight, did you feel that?
Yeah, I feel it, you know. If we look at the second half, then definitely we deserved at least to equalize. And then it would be again open game. I didn't see a lead for a long time to defend like basically the whole second half. They created chances in the second half, maybe more clear than our chances, but they were all from the counter-attacking. Apart from that, it was all, we were all the time, we were here in front of their box, in their box and all that, passing the ball, playing wide, getting in the box, but just that final shot was missing, final decision. Maybe if we had had... they scored from a shot, you know, it was deflection, it was a bit of a bad luck, but if you don't shoot, you don't have a chance to score, of course. Overall, we have to say that in the first half, we expected that. They are a very aggressive team and they were good in those like second balls and everything. They didn't create a lot, but they were more aggressive. As I said, in the second half, I'm very proud of the performance. So, the conclusion is, of course, never happy with the defeat. To be fair, I'm gutted, I'm very disappointed, but there is a result and there is the performance. And if you take the context of the game and the away ground where we played against the team we played, I have to be very proud of the performance, especially in the second half.
And it says a lot that the players were applauded off the field by the fans as well. That tells you a great deal.
Yeah, because the fans, okay, it's not only the effort, but it's also the quality of our game, because as I said, also their crowd was they were brilliant to them. They noticed they recognized in their second half that basically Leeds need them, and they were like that 12th player, and they were making the pressure on the referees and all that. And as I said, all that shows up that we have really a good team, and we are very disappointed, but we have to bounce back. If we play the majority of the games like we played in the second half, then we're going to win a lot of games.
And a word for Sam Johnstone, some of the saves he made tonight, that double save towards half-time was just incredible.
Yeah, the one that looked like offside, but it wasn't offside, so that was a very important part of the moment of the game, because if they were going with two up at the half-time, that would... still a long time to go, but Sam was, it's not that he's that kind of a goalkeeper, you know, we need that, everybody needs, if you want to aim high, then you need all your guys to be in the top form, and Sam is definitely one of them. And as I said, in the second half, they created few, not clear-cut chances, but few shots from edge of the box or there, and he was brilliant.
And just lastly from me, it's about the response now to this first defeat, isn't it, going into the Cardiff game?
Yeah. We are very disappointed, but we have 3 days to recover, recharge, and continue the way we are doing. And another game, another 3 points, and we play home, and we want to continue our good home run. Yeah.
Is it just a case of freshening up at the top end of the pitch, Slaven, with the
Yes. Hart was very good when he came on. And against KPR, he's in a good form. Charlie's playing all the time, and basically we took in the account that we have 3 games in 1 week, and we wanted to save him a bit for Saturday.
You pleased with the way Grady and Mateus Pereira combined in there?
Oh yeah. I mean, it is obvious. He's we are very good in that final third of the pitch.